Councilwoman Irwin, I'd like to give a little short discussion on the meeting that we called today for executive session, and then I'd like an adjournment.
I felt the need to ask for a meeting today. I did contact 5 individuals, asking if we had a meeting, if they could be there, if it was all right with them. I did do that. I think I did maybe 6, I don't know, but I had enough to do that. I then called Lacey and asked Lacey to send out and notify everybody 24 hours ahead of time, and she did that. I mainly was looking for input and permission to be able to submit this to our attorney, and that's what I got today. Mr. Yates was very helpful in the suggestions. He gave me 6 suggestions that he would be looking for, and I'll make sure that they're addressed in the packet. And Tolly said some good things about the Orphan Well project, and Catherine was most enlightening about Corporation Biosages. I felt like that was something that I've never thought about before. But anyway, that was my reason why I asked for the meeting today.
With that, do we have any, since we're not going to have a vote today, or are you going to take us information for Friday?
I have to vote today because to spend the money. I make a motion that...
Suspend the rules? You have to have it first.
Okay. Make a motion that is...
Suspend the rules. We're only supposed to vote on that Wednesday. Even if we...
For clarification, is that we can make a motion, we just can't vote on it? Or we can't make a motion at all?
We need to suspend the rules to make the motion.
I make a motion, we suspend the rules?
Yes, sir.
I second.
I have a motion on the floor on today's special meeting, June 28th, by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Boone. We'd like to suspend the rules. I'd entertain a motion on the floor. Oh, excuse me, call for the question to suspend the rules.
Councilman Crum?
I'm going to vote no, because I don't think this process was done properly. We could have done this Friday and then Wednesday on the suspending of the rules.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
I'm going to vote no also. I think this, the urgency, I don't see the urgency in this special meeting.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, I'd entertain a motion, Councilwoman Irwin.
Okay. I make a motion that, that we contact Todd Fredericks or Fredericks People in Morgan to actually get information and to request from him to put a package together, and I will submit the 6 things that need to be decided so he can give us an opinion on that. And any other, I've got other notes here, and I will get, whenever I get that back from him, I will submit it to you all or ask him to submit it when he's through. In regards to the Osage Minerals Council LLC.
Forming
the Osage Minerals Council LLC.
I second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilwoman Boone. Open for discussion. Are you going to allow the correction?
Which correction?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Council.
Thank you, Chairman. I think it's due time we start the conversation. We've got a lot of opportunities out there. We don't have quite a receptive process right now. I think this gives us another avenue to start looking to get more barrels, more barrels of oil, so we can get more revenue for our shareholders. So I appreciate Councilwoman Irwin pushing this agenda. Thank you, Chair.
With that, call for a question. Excuse me, Councilman Yates.
Are you going to list off some of our concerns with starting up this LLC so that maybe the people that are listening to this
Sure, I have six concerns that I wrote just for you.
Thank you.
And give it to all of us when you send it out.
Okay, all right, I can do that.
Could you read it off?
And minerals.
Could you read it off at this moment, please?
Okay, not giving up our sovereignty, constitutional authority, about the financials. Also, it says junk. Junk leases, I'm assuming that's what you mean. And then the BIA, the trustee relationship, and six bonding requirements, what we will have to have on that. I also will be asking if this would fit into our orphan well project, you know, that. We also have another project that hasn't actually come to light yet, and that is Mr. Hessert's, the ENOR, or what do you call that?
EOR.
EOR.
Recovery.
Yeah, that recovery, you know, about that process, about a corporation, bio sages, four O sages. You know, there's a lot of stuff here I can ask him about. I'll also be asking him about the question you had that Mr. Dowd, that we can go out and get our oil on our land, on our leases, just exactly what we have to do to be able to do that. I will be asking that question too.
That brings me to mind, we also would like to have Tim Dowd in this effort, since actually Thomas Frederick, people in Morgan will go to him if we have to do anything here.
Okay.
I want to CC him all information.
Okay.
Is that all right?
There was one other thing I think that we were going to talk to him about was make sure that we don't give up any sovereign immunity.
Yes, ma'am, that's number one.
Oh, okay.
That's number one on the list.
Thank you, Council. Councilman Yates.
Go ahead.
Councilman Crane.
On that one, what we're really talking about here is a waiver of sovereign immunity from lawsuit. So the word waiver, and he'll understand, I hope, but make sure you put the waiver of sovereign immunity. And that's a whole different question than just sovereign immunity.
And more specific to what our needs are. Any other questions?
Just a follow-up comment on waiver of sovereign immunity. I think the catalyst going forward would be that we could pursue opportunities where we're not relieving any sovereignty.
Direct service drive.
That would be the driving factor for Mr. Fredericks to go off first. And in those aspects, what's the lease look like? Maybe we can put it in a legal, but we're not releasing, because we're not releasing any today.
Yes.
When we make deals with the oil company, can we continue to follow that course?
Chairman?
Yes. Councilman, are you done?
Are you done?
And the other thing I wanted to say was that the communication with Tim Dowd is prevalent on, premised on the idea of ownership, which I think is clearly in our court. I think we should push for that as mineral holders for our shareholders.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman.
Councilman Yates.
I don't know if I heard it, but I was wanting to check with his opinion on the BIA's relationship with the Minerals Council, that if we did take on an LLC.
Okay. I do have that down there as number five on the list.
As a government trustee responsibility.
Okay.
How we would deal with that. Bonding requirements, NEPA requirements. And just to clarify the junk, I'm just saying that, you know, we're going to be offered leases that are not viable or not money makers, and that they're going to be a drain on our own capital. And I'm just saying, you know, just beware, because I've heard from a gentleman that I greatly respect. He said the oil man is the best entrepreneur there is, and if he can't make money out of lease, it can't be made. So I'm just saying,
I agree,
beware
with
of someone giving you a lease.
I believe that.
Council.
We call for the question.
Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Wallen?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Councilwoman.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
I second.
Have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Boone, second by Councilman Redcorn. Motion to adjourn, no discussion, please call for the question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.